Morning Watch. Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Week 10. The central and crucial point of the recovery books of Ezra and Nehemiah. The proper and adequate leadership in the Lord's recovery. Monday, related verses. Matthew 20, verses 25 through 28. But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you, but whoever wants to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you shall be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Matthew 23, verses 10 through 12. Neither be called instructors, because one is your instructor, the Christ. And the greatest among you shall be your servant. And he who will exalt himself shall be humbled, and he who will humble himself shall be exalted. 1 Peter 5, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, the elders among you I exhort, who am a fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ, who am also a partaker of the glory to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God among you, overseeing not under compulsion, but willingly, according to God, not by seeking gain through base means, but eagerly, nor as lording it over your allotments, but by becoming patterns of the flock. Related reading. According to the natural human concept, a leader is higher than others. But in Matthew 20 and 23, the Lord said that whoever wants to be great among his people must be a slave. Thus, the Lord's concept of leadership is the opposite of the natural concept. Yes, there is a need for leaders among the Lord's children today. These leaders, however, need to realize that in God's New Testament economy, leadership means slavery. If you would be a leader among the Lord's children, you must be a slave. If we are genuine and honest, we will admit that we love leadership but not slavery. Such is the human heart. If you are truly a slave among the Lord's people, you must be willing to clean the restroom, vacuum the floor, arrange the chairs, and serve as an usher. How different this is from the worldly view of leadership. According to God's economy, there is just one leader among his people, the Lord Jesus Christ. In God's New Testament economy, the leadership among his children is not official, permanent, or organizational. Leadership depends upon spiritual capacity. The one with the greatest capacity is the leader. On the day of Pentecost, the greatest capacity was with Peter, but in Acts 15, it was with James. The relationship between Barnabas and Paul further illustrates this principle. In Acts 13, verse 2, Barnabas is named before Paul, Saul. But when they were on their mission, Paul spontaneously took the lead because he had the greater spiritual capacity. Barnabas realized that Paul's capacity was greater than his, so he did not argue with him over taking the lead. All these cases prove that the leadership among God's children today should not be official, permanent, or organizational. On the contrary, it depends always upon spiritual capacity. God ordained it this way in order to set aside the human concept of leadership. In the Old Testament, there were never three or four kings at the same time. But in the New Testament, the Lord appointed not one apostle, but 12. Later, he added others such as Paul, Barnabas, and Timothy. I believe that there were many apostles. If not, in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13, how could they be false apostles? Moreover, in every local church, there are always a number of elders. The plurality and the eldership indicates that actually there is no fixed leadership in the church. To consider me the leader in the Lord's recovery is not to be clear about the real situation. It is against the practice of the truth. I have not given orders either to the churches or to the saints concerning what they should do. On the contrary, many times elders of various churches have begged me to tell them what to do. I always told them to go to the Lord in prayer and let him lead them. There is no organized leadership in the Lord's recovery. When we left the denominations long ago, we mainly left the hierarchy, the organization. What matters is what the Lord says and what the Bible teaches, not what a brother says. The New Testament reveals that all the children of God are one body. Although there are many members, there is just one head. There is one head who gives orders to all the members directly, not through subheads. In the Lord's recovery, there is no organization, there is just one organism, the body. The body has one unique head, Christ.